ahead of the eclipse, WKU, with funding from NASA, have created SunSketcher, a free smartphone app that can generate some real scientific data. It works by recording multiple images during the upcoming solar eclipse and only in the path of totality. Everyone's talking about the eclipse, so you probably know that most of Indiana and parts of western Kentucky are among the best spots in which to watch the April 8th event. WKU physics and astronomy professor Gordon Emsley says the app is easy for anyone to use and will help study the sun specifically during the eclipse.
And will basically be used to measure things called Bailey beads during the eclipse and therefore determine the size and shape of the sun. And it's been designed by a small army of students in disciplines ranging from computer science to engineering to art and design. It's been a wonderful team effort.
The app will automatically record the brightest area of the image and include any bright dots created as the sun's rays pass the surface of the moon. It will take multiple images of the sun as it enters totality. Emsley says every single user will generate valuable data.
No two persons will be standing in exactly the same place, and the camera will not take pictures at exactly the same times to the nearest millisecond. So everyone gets to contribute, and the more the better. The more images we have from different locations, from different viewing angles, the better we'll be able to attain our science objective to measure the shape of the sun.
The app will be available soon for both Android and Apple smartphones.
I think it's just really neat that a million people could legitimately be able to tell you with a straight face that they contributed unique data to a NASA science project.
For WNIN News, I'm Tim Jagalow.